外昆达之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2020年3月22日，星期日。我们今天又非常非常的荣幸的邀请到了深爱着我们以及我们深爱着的阿叔 Krishna Baladev 宝公，为我们继续讲述今天的圣殿波加瓦坦的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
So we continue reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second canto, chapter 7, Scheduled Incarnation with Specific Functions. Today we are reading from text 50.
我们今天继续阅读圣典波加瓦坦第二篇第七章，起特殊作用的化身。我们今天阅读的诗节是第五十诗节。
Sa
Sa
I am
I am
Te
De
Abhita
Abhita
Tata
Tata
Soyam te bhitas tata
Soyam te bhitas tata
Bhagavan
Bhagavan
Vishvabhavana
Vishvabhavana
Bhagavan Vishvabhavana
Bhagavan Vishvabhavana
Samasena
Samasena
Hare
Hare
Na
Na
Anyat
Anyat
Samasena Hare Nanyat
Samasena Hare Nanyat
Anyasmat,
Anyasmat,
Sat,
Sat,
Asat,
Asat,
Cha,
Cha,
Yat,
Yat,
Ya, Anyasmat, Sat, Sat, Cha, Yat,
Anyasmat, Sat, Das, Cha, Yat,
Soyam te bhitas tata.
Soyam te bhitas tata.
Bhagavan Vishvabhavana.
Bhagavan Vishvabhavana.
Samasena Hare Nanyad.
Samasena Hare Nanyad.
Anyasmat sadachat chayat.
Anyasmat sada satchayat.
Okay, word for word meaning.
字对字。
Sa.
Sa. Na.
I am.
I am. 同样。
De.
De. 对你。
Abhita.
Abhita. 由我来解释。
Tata.
他他，我亲爱的儿子。
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan, 至尊人格守神。
Vishvabhavana,
Vishvabhavana, 这显象世界的创造者。
Samasena,
Samasena, 简短。
Hare,
Hare, 没有 Hare, 主。
那
那有就不会有。
Anyat
Anyat 任何其他的事物。
Anyasmat
Anyasmat 创造的原成为原因的。
Sat
Sat 显现的或现象。
Asat
Asat各种。
加
加和
Yet.
Yet. 无论是什么。
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
译文和要旨由 Srila Prabhupada 提供。译文：亲爱的儿子，现在我已经简短地描述了展示的世界的创造者，至尊人格守神。展示的世界物质存在和本体，其灵魂的原因，除了他，至尊主哈伊尔，没有其他的根源。要旨：既然我们都对这个短暂的物质世界及其制约的灵魂试图主宰它有所体验， Brahma 便给 Narada Deva 解释，这个短暂的世界是至尊主外在的能量运作的结果，在这里为生存而苦苦挣扎的受制约的灵魂则是至尊主的边缘能量。至尊主哈尔义是一切原因的起因，除了他，这些现象活动没有其他的起因。然而这并不表示至尊主本人是以不具人格特征的方式分散各处，他远离外在能量和边缘能量的所有这些相互作用。佛家梵歌第九章的第四十节中正是说，他仅仅凭他的能量就遍布各处，展示了的一切事物唯一依靠的是他的能量，但他作为至尊人格守神却总是远离这一切。能量与能量的拥有者既是一体，同时又有区别。正如人不应该因为国王在国内建立了在国内建了一座监狱而指责国王，人也不应该因为至尊主创造了这个痛苦的物质世界而谴责他。对不服从国家法律的人，政府有必要建立用来教化他们的监狱。同样的道理，这个充满了痛苦的物质世界是至尊主为那些忘了他并试图主宰短暂展示的生物而建造的临时的场所。尽管如此，他一直渴望让那些堕落的灵魂重返家园，回归守神。为此，他通过给予权威性的经典，派他的代表前来，以及亲自化身降临等方法，给予受制约的灵魂那么多机会。既然他与这个物质世界没有直接的连接，我们就不该因为物质世界的创造而责怪他。译文：亲爱的儿子，现在我已经简短地描述了展示的世界的创造者，至尊人格守神。展示的世界物质存在和本体，其灵魂原因，除了他，至尊主哈尔义，没有其他根源。
Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Sakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vancha Kaupataru Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Vancha Kaupataru Vyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Lord Brahma is about to conclude this conversation with his son Narada Muni.
所以现在呢，主 Brahma 就要和他的儿子 Narada Muni 来给他们的这场对话而下结论。
So he wants to make a very important point that because we all have experience in this material world. this temporary material world. He wants to stress the fact that this temporary material world is also part of Krishna.
那他想提出一个重要的观点，由于我们所有的人呢都是在经历和体验着这个物质世界，那么他想指出，他想强调，那么这个物质世界呢也是主 Krishna 的一部分。
This material world is not separate from Krishna.
这物质世界和 Krishna 并没有分离而在。
It's the work.This material world is the work of the external potency of the Lord.
这物质世界是主的外在能量所为。
And this is external potency. It's an expansion of the internal potency of the Lord that manifests in the form of Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world.
那么这个外在能量呢，其实是主的内在能量，也就是在灵性世界的 Srimati Radharani 的这个能量，它所进行的一个扩展出来的能量。
In the spiritual world, this internal potency is there to accommodate, to facilitate our loving exchanges with Krishna.
那么在这个灵性世界的这个内在能量呢，它在那儿是为了要促使和 Krishna 之间的爱的交流而在的一种能量。
To facilitate.
就是。
Whereas when it manifests in the material world in the form of this material potency, Durga Devi, then the function is different, is to limit the activities of the souls within this material world.
但是呢，就是当这个能量以 Durga Devi 以 Durga 女神而掌管的这种能量显现在物质世界的时候，那么这个能量的作用呢就发生了变化。那他要做的事情呢，是为了要限制这些灵魂在物质世界的活动。
One time Lord Shiva was meditating with his in silent with his closed eyes, sitting very straight, and he was doing his regular meditation.
那有一次呢，主希瓦他正襟危坐，双目微闭的在进行着他日常的冥想。
But that particular day happened that Lord Shiva started meditating on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
但是那天的冥想呢，是主希瓦他开始去冥想主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的那么一个日子。
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not yet appeared.
但是当时呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还没有显现。
This was in previous ages.
所以这是在之前的年代的事情。
So, but while meditating on Lord Gauranga, he became very ecstatic and he started shaking and started crying in a very, 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 very ecstatic mood. He started chanting the names of Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga.
但是当主希瓦他开始冥想主 Gauranga 的时候呢，他就变得非常的狂喜，而且呢，他产生了极乐的征兆，他开始呼唤，他开始泪流满面，然后并且他开始大声的呼唤着 Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga.
Gauranga is the name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he has a golden complexion.
Gauranga 呢是主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的一个名字，因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他有金色的肤色。
Golden,
金色的。
So as he was started shouting like that, and then Durga is Parvati is his wife. She approached him and said, "My Lord, who are you meditating upon?"
所以呢，当主希瓦他展现了这样的极乐的 大声呼唤的这种征兆的时候，他的妻子 Durga Devi 也就是 Parvati 来到他的面前说道，我的主啊，您在冥想什么呀？
Because usually you are so sober in your meditation, and today you are feeling so ecstatic and you are calling this name of Gauranga, Gauranga. Just by repeating this name, I'm feeling so much ecstasy in my body.
因为平常当您在冥想的时候呢，您都是非常的肃静的，但是今天呢，您却展现得如此的狂喜，而且呢，在大声的呼唤着 Gauranga Gauranga。而当我听到您在呼唤这个名字的时候，我也内心感到极为的狂喜。
Who is this Gauranga? Who is this Gauranga?
这位 Gauranga 是谁呀？他是谁呀
？So Lord Shiva explained to her, Gauranga is a very particular manifestation of the Lord, a very particular form of the Lord that comes in Kali Yuga to give a special mercy even to the most fallen people.
然后主希瓦就向 Parvati 解释了Gauranga 奇人，他说呢，主 Gauranga 是主 Krishna 的一个非常特别的形象，那么他是在卡利年代显现的，他是非常仁慈的，他把极大的仁慈传递给了那些非常的堕落的人，非常的有罪的人。
So even to the most fallen souls, Gauranga, Krishna in a form of Gauranga, he gives Krishna prema, love of Krishna to everyone.
即便是非常堕落的人，在 Gauranga 的形象下的主 Krishna 也把 Krishna prema 给了。
That's why when I was thinking about his Gauranga and and the mercy, the incredible mercy that he was going to distribute in the next Kali Yuga, I felt so much ecstasy.
所以说，当我想起主 Gauranga， 以及当我想起他要在下一个年代中所派发的这极大的仁慈的时候呢，我就会感到狂喜不止。
So Durga said, I am the most fallen. I am the most fallen. I also want his mercy. I also want to get Krishna prema.
Durga Devi 就说，他我呀是最堕落的人，我是最堕落的人，我也想得到这个仁慈，我也想得到主 Krishna 的 prema。
I want to meet Lord Gauranga. Please allow me to meet Lord Gauranga.
我想见到主 Gauranga， 求你了，求你了，让我见见主 Gauranga 吧。
And Lord Shiva said, my dear Devi, it's not possible. It's coming in the next Kali Yuga. You have to wait until Kali Yuga.
然后主希瓦说，我亲爱的 Devi， 这是不可能的，因为呢，他得到下一个年代，他是在卡利年代的时候呢才会显现的，所以你得等着。
So, but she was so restless. No, I need this mercy because I'm the most fallen. I give so much suffering to the conditioned souls.
那么他就说呢，他说不行，我等不了了，我必须得得到这个仁慈，因为呢，我让这些受条件限制的灵魂如此的受苦，我做了这么，我犯下了这么多的罪。我是最有罪的。
I need his mercy right now.
所以呢，我必须得需要这个仁慈，我现在就得要这个仁慈。
So Lord Shiva said, I don't know, but maybe you can go to the material world, to the planet Earth, where he's going to appear. You can go to Navadvipa, the place of his appearance, and maybe you can do meditation there.
然后主席话说，那我不知道。他说，也许呢，你可以去到物质世界，然后呢，你可以去到主 Gauranga 所显现的那个地方去 Navadvipa， 然后呢，你在那个地方进行冥想。
She did that. She immediately came to this planet Earth, to Navadvipa, and she was disguised as an austere Mataji, and she a yogini, and she started doing meditation.
所以呢 ，Dhrupadeva 一听这么一说呢，他立刻就来到了这个地球的星宿，来到了 Navadvipa， 并且呢，乔装打扮成一位苦行的女瑜伽士，开始进行冥想。
And she was calling, constantly calling, Goranga, 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 with so much intensity, so much intensity.
然后呢，她以怀着赤诚的情怀，不断地在呼唤着 Goranga, Goranga, Goranga.
She was so intense in her request, in her calling for Goranga, that Lord Chaitanya appeared to her.
那么就是由于他非常的赤诚的非常炽烈的在呼唤着主 Goranga， 使得 Goranga 显现在了他的面前。
And she felt that he lost his strength and offering so many prayers and start begging, please, please, you are the most merciful, please give me also this special mercy that you are going to give to all the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga, please give me.
所以呢，他就拜倒在了主 Goranga 的莲花足下。并且呢，向主 Goranga 供奉了很多美妙的祷文，并且向他祈求着，求你了，求你了，我是非常堕落的灵魂，请您把您要派发给法力年代的这个仁慈派发给我吧，求您了。
I am the most fallen because I'm causing so much suffering to the conditioned souls in this material world.
我是最堕落的，因为我让这物质世界的受条件限制的灵魂受了这么多的苦。
No, Lord Goranga said, "No, my dear Devi, this is your service."
然后主 Goranga 说，哦，不是的，我亲爱的女神啊，我亲爱的 Devi 啊，因为你所做的事情只不过是你的服务而已。
It's just a service. The conditioned souls need to go through that.To reform their consciousness and come back to me. So you are playing a very important role to help them to reform.
那么你只是在做一个服务，因为这些受条件限制的灵魂，他们需要经历这一切，从而能够改造他们的意识知觉，然后呢，才能够再次回到我的身边。所以，我亲爱的 David， 你所做的事情是非常恰当的，而且是非常好的服务，是需要的。
But she said, but I cannot experience Krishna Prema, and you are going to give Krishna Prema to all the conditioned souls.
但是 Durga 说，可是我没有办法体验到主 Krishna 的 Prema， 可是您现在呢，要把 Krishna Prema 给所有的受条件限制的灵魂了。
He said, no, you already have Krishna Prema.
Durga Ranga 说，不是的，你已经有了 Krishna Prema 了。
And for a few moments, let Durgadeva experience the mood herself in the mood of Shrimati Radharani.
然后呢，在短暂的一段时间内，就让Durgadeva 他能够体会到了 Shrimati Radharani 的心绪。
Because Radharani is the origin, of Durga.
因为Srimati Radharani 她是 Durga 的起源。
So it's the original energy. The original energy is the spiritual energy.
所以说最原初的能量是灵性的能量。
A material external energy is an expansion coming from the internal energy.
而物质的外在能量呢，它是从最初的灵性能量那里扩展而来的。
So as we said, in the spiritual world, everybody is so willing and so they have so such a strong desire to serve Krishna with love. So the internal energy is facilitating their loving dealings with the Lord, their loving service.
因为在灵性世界呢，所有的人。都怀着强烈的愿望，要怀着爱去服务主 Krishna。所以说呢，这个灵性能量，这个内在能量，他所做的事情就是协助大家去服务 Krishna。
But in the material world is the opposite. Nobody is interested in serving the Lord. Everybody is averse to the service of the Lord.
但是呢，在物质世界的这个情况呢是反着的，没有任何一个人 他内心想要去服务主 Krishna， 他其实他是就是逆其道而行的。
Everybody in this material world is ignoring the existence of God, and they're just trying to enjoy selfish in a very selfish way, sense gratification.
那么在这个物质世界的人们呢，根本就忽略了有至尊主的存在，然后他们内心中只是想要去非常自私的满足自己的感官上的快乐。
Instead of manifesting love for Krishna and others, they become very lusty.
所以呢，不仅没有展现出对 Krishna 的爱，反而呢，变得非常的充满了色欲。
And because of this selfish type of love called lust, the living entities in this material world are suffering so much.
那么就是由于这个被称为色欲的自私自利的爱，使得生物体在物质世界不断的在经受着各种各样的痛苦。
So they try to exploit this material world. They try to become the lord of this material manifestation. And by doing that, they create so many horrible situations that cause them such a bad karma, and they have to suffer so much.
就是由于他们在不断的剥削这个物质世界，而且呢，希望自己能够成为这个物质世界的主宰，使得他们不断的在做出一些事情，从而产生了这个非常不好的这种业报的反应，然后这样才使所有的人都受了这么多的苦。
So they are causing, they are in desire to enjoy separated from Krishna, being so selfish, the living entities are causing their own suffering.
所以说呢，就是由于要满足自己的自私的这种快乐感，使得这些痛苦被创造了出来。所以说呢，是生物体自己创造了这些痛苦。
So Durga, the external energy, is trying to give to the conditioned souls the results of their selfish activities.
那么 Durga Devi 呢，他就是试图要把生物体由于自私的驱使而从事的这些活动所导致的结果，要还给这些生物体们。
Sometimes people say that material nature is cruel because it causes us so much suffering.
那么有的时候人们会说，这物质自然是非常的残酷的，因为有太多的痛苦。
Even the devotees sometimes they think like that when they suffer. Oh, this material energy gives me so much suffering.
即使是奉献者，当他们在受苦的时候，有的时候也会有这样的想法，就会说：“哦，这个物质能量实在是让我大受其苦。”
No, the suffering is caused by our own misdeeds.
不是的，那么我们这个苦呢？是由我们自己的错误的行为而导致的。
So Durga is like the jail keeper, is keeping the conditioned souls confined within this material world because of their sinful activities.
那么这个 Durga 女神呢，她就像是一位监狱长，把这些由于从事了有罪的活动的这些个体灵魂给监管在这个物质世界的监狱之中。
So as in the jail, a prisoner is surrounded by four walls. The same in the material world, the conditioned souls are also surrounded by four walls.
那么在监狱里面，坐牢的罪犯们，他们是被四壁的高墙所禁锢着。那么在这个物质世界其实也是如此，在物质世界的这些受条件限制的灵魂们也是被锁在物质世界的高墙之内。
material nature imposes suffering in the form of birth, death, old age, and disease. These are like the four walls that everybody is confined within.
那物质世界呢，它让这些受条件限制的灵魂要锁在这以生老病死而展现的四壁高墙的牢狱之内。
And in between that, there is suffering caused by material, by nature, suffering caused by our bodies and minds, suffering caused by other living entities.
而且在生老病死之间呢，还有由物质自然所给我们导致的痛苦，以及我们的身体和心意所给我们导致的痛苦，以及由其他的生物体所给我们导致的痛苦。
So the conditioned souls are here because of their selfish activities.
所以说呢，这一受条件限制的灵魂之所以会在这儿，就是由于他的非常自私的行为所导致的。
They are disobedient to the laws of Krishna.
因为他们没有顺从于主 Krishna 的律法。
They also break the laws of nature.
而且呢，他也打破了自然的法律。
That's why they suffer so many reactions.
那么就是由于这个原因呢，使得他们要受很多的这个反应之苦。
Like this coronavirus.It's due to misuse of nature.
那比如说，我们现在这个新冠病毒就是由于错用了自然而导致的。
Where it came from? We all know it came from that marketplace in Wuhan because they were selling these wild animals and they were keeping in cages in a very dirty way.And suddenly the virus manifests and went on to contaminate a human being.
那么这个病毒是怎么产生的呢？我们大家都知道，它是来自于武汉的一个海鲜市场。那么由于这海鲜市场里面呢，在很脏的地方用笼子关着一些野生动物，那么这个野生动物呢，它就产生了这种病毒，然后呢，这种病毒呢就蔓延开来，就影响了人类。
So these animals that are there in nature, they are supposed to be there when you should respect that. They're living entities that deserve to live in that environment. We should not go there and mess up with them and capture them to kill them and eat them up because that's wrong.
那么这个动物呢，它本来是有它自己的生活的地方的，那么它也是一个有权利生存的生物体，所以我们本来是应该尊重它们的生存权，而不应该把它给关起来，然后呢把它给杀掉，然后呢甚至于还把它给这个吃掉，那么这个做法是非常的错误的。
They are carrying this virus and carrying bacteria, like we also in our bodies, we carry many viruses and bacteria that are part of our bodies. But as long as we keep healthy, these viruses and bacteria do not disturb us.
那么他们身上带着病毒，带着细菌，那其实我们的身体上也都带着病毒跟细菌，这是非常自然的一种事情。但是如果我们要是处在一个非常健康的状态下的话，那么这种病毒和这种细菌是不会打扰到我们的。
If you keep healthy, very healthy, virus and bacteria will not disturb us and we don't get sick.
如果我们要是处在非常健康的状态下的话，这个病毒也好，细菌也罢，是不会打扰到我们的，也不会让我们生病。
Like many people came in contact with this coronavirus and they didn't get sick.
比如说有很多人其实也都接触到了这新冠病毒，但是并没有生病。
Because they have a very strong immune system, they are very healthy, so the body is not affected by this virus.
因为他们有很强大的免疫系统， 而且他们也是非常健康的，所以说呢，使得这个病毒就不可能攻击到他的身体。
These animals also in their natural environment, they don't feel any inconvenience by carrying this virus because they are healthy in their natural environment.
那么这些动物也是如此，如果他们要是处在自己非常自然的生活环境中的话，那他其实也不会被这个这种他所带有的这个病菌所打扰，他也不会去用这个病菌去危害他人。
But when we capture them and you put them in a cage in a very dirty place, their health is damaged. They are not eating, they are not breathing normal air, and they are not eating properly. The result is their immune system become weak and the virus affect them and then affect other people who are in contact with them.
但是当这些动物被捕捉然后被放在笼子里面并且被置放在一个非常肮脏的地方的时候，它的这个身体就受到了影响，然后呢它自己的免疫力也这个下降，然后呢就使得它自己会被这个它所携带的这种病毒来攻击，然后呢这种攻击它的这种病毒使得它在和别的人在进行接触的时候也就会传染到影响到其他的人。
So this type of activities, sinful activities of disturbing these creatures in their natural environment, can collective karma. This is an example of collective people all over the world. Many people are suffering the consequences.
那所以说呢，就是由于人的这个罪恶的这种活动。导致了打扰了这个动物它本来在自然的条件下的正常的这种生活，使得这个病毒被爆发出来，然后呢导致了这个要受到这种行径的业报的这种反应。那么这实际上是一个典型的一个集体业报的一个反应，因为在这个世界上其实有很多人其实都是在从事着这种不正当的行为。
So we do sinful activities, we disturb the lives of other living entities, then we suffer the reaction, and the reaction can come in the form of a virus that kills us.
所以说呢，当我们在从事罪恶不当的活动的时候，也就意味着我们其实是打扰了其他的动物的生活，我们在杀戮别人，然后这样的话呢就会导致一个业报，那么这种业报呢它就会以病毒的这种形式回来，然后呢杀死我们。
So these people were dying because of this virus. They are not victims of this virus. They are victims of their own sinful deeds in the previously.
所以呢就是由于这个病毒而丧命的这些人们其实并不能说是病毒的受害者，而只能说是自己的在过去的生活中所从事的不当的罪恶的活动的受害者。
So material energy, this material energy is not cruel. It's just as very strict laws that we should obey. You should respect. You should not break. Like in a government, there are strict laws that citizens have to follow. They should not break.
所以说呢，这个物质能量它其实并不是残忍的，它只不过呢是一个非常的严格的律法。那么作为所有的臣民呢，都应该去认真的去追随这个律法，按照律法的形式去行事。那么就好像是国家的这些国人，也是应该很好的去奉公守法的去生活。
And we know if you don't follow the laws of the government, you are put in jail.
而且我们也知道，如果我们要是不遵守国家的法律的话，我们肯定是会被投入大狱的。
We don't follow the laws of the Lord. We don't follow the laws of nature. We are put into trouble.
所以，如果我们要是不遵守主的律法，如果我们要是不遵守自然的律法的话，那我们就一定是会遭遇麻烦的。
So this external energy is the energy of the Lord.Is functioning under the direction of the Lord.
那么所以说呢，这个外在能量呢是主的能量，它是在主的指导之下来进行运作的。
And the living entities are also the potency of the Lord, that is marginal potency.
而这个生物体呢，它也是主的能量，它是主的边缘能量。
So everything that exists, is coming from the Supreme Lord.
所以所有存在的事物都是来自于主的，都是最原初的来自于主的。
But the Lord does not need to be present in this material world to let it so it functions. It does not need to be present. Is the material world is functioning by its own laws given by the Lord.
但是呢，并不是但是并不是因为这个物质世界的这个一切需要这样的运作，而使主他就要亲自的显现于其中。那么这个物质世界的一切呢，都是由他自然的律法而显现的。
Srila Prabhupada quotes this nice verse from Bhagavad Gita. You can open chapter 9, text number 4.
那 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他就很好的在这个世界里面的钥匙里面引述了《薄伽梵歌》第九章的第四十节 Sorry, Ashu, I haven't got it yet. Yes.
Maya tatam idam sarvam jagata vyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani nachaham teshva vashtita.
我以未展示的形体，我以未展示的形体遍透整个宇宙，众生尽在我中，我却不在他们中。
So Krishna is using this word unmanifested form.
所以说呢，Krishna 他用了这个词儿，就是未展示的，未展示的形象。
This form is present everywhere.
那么这个形象呢是
the forms of the Lord are present everywhere.
那么主的这个形象呢是无处不在的。
But we cannot perceive it with the senses of this material body.
但是呢我们是看不见的，我们没有办法用我们在现在的这个物质躯体中的感官去感知到它。
Because Krishna's form or Krishna's qualities or Krishna's activities are all in the transcendental platform.
因为 Krishna 的形象，他的活动以及他的his form, his activities and
his qualities,
还有他的品质，他就是 Krishna 的形象、品质和活动都是处在超然的层面的。
So we are not in the transcendental platform now. We are confined within the material body. So with our material bodies, our material senses, we cannot perceive this, the form and qualities and activities of the Lord.
但是由于我们现在呢是被桎梏在这个物质躯体之中，所以呢我们自己并没有处在超然的层面，所以说呢我们是没有办法感知到主的超然的形象、品质和活动的。
So we have to awaken our consciousness, because now our consciousness is like in a sleeping condition. Is material consciousness means sleeping consciousness.
所以说呢，我们就必须要先唤醒我们的知觉。那么我们现在处在的是一种物质的知觉状态之下，那物质的知觉状态也就意味着是沉睡的状态。
In dreaming, sleeping consciousness, we only experience dreams.
所以说呢，在睡眠中的梦境中的知觉，使得我们只能够体会到梦境。
Dreams are not the reality.
所以梦就是梦，它并不是事实。
So we can experience many things in the dream. We can eat nice fruits in the dream. We can meet nice people in the dream. We can do so many activities in the dream. But it's just a dream. When we wake up, all that has no meaning.
但是呢，我们可以在梦中有很多的体验，我们可以在梦中吃好吃的，可以遇到好人。但是呢，但这个梦就是梦，它并不是真的。等这个梦醒了以后呢，它就都不在了。
A person may be very poor, but in a dream he dreams that he is very wealthy, has so much wealth and so many servants. But when he wakes up, he's there, he's a poor person.
那一个穷人，他可以梦到自己是一个大富翁，然后呢，他有好多钱，他有好多的仆人。可是等他醒来以后呢，他发现他其实就是一个穷光蛋。
So in this dreaming consciousness, we cannot perceive reality.
所以说，在这个梦境的知觉状态下，我们是没有办法感知到真实的。
So we have to come to.We have to awaken to Krishna consciousness.
所以说呢，我们必须要让自己在 Krishna 知觉中唤醒，我们必须要叫醒我们的 Krishna 知觉。
And the way to awaken to this consciousness is by hearing the holy name.
那么唤醒 Krishna 知觉的方式呢，就是通过聆听圣名。
And then with the tongue to repeat, to chant the holy name and to.Taste food offered to the Lord, to glorify the Lord and His devotees. In this way, gradually, our senses become purified, and then gradually we will be able to experience the presence of the Lord everywhere.
那么，通过我们的这个舌头去不断的震动 Krishna 的名字，以及去品尝供奉给 Krishna 的 prasadam， 以及呢去不断的荣耀主和主的奉献者。那就使得我们的意识知觉呢会变得慢慢的得到净化，然后慢慢的呢我们就能够感知到主的超人的形象了。
Srila Prabhupada said, when you become transcendental situated means when you become influenced by the internal potency of the Lord, then we can experience the presence of Krishna with our eyes, with our spiritual hands, we can see him.
那么所以主释迦帕帕就说，当我们能够这个不断的处在这个主 Krishna 的内在能量的影响之下，那就是当我们处在一个超然的境界之中的时候，那我们就能够逐渐的感知到 Krishna 的临在。但是呢，如果要是靠我们的物质的感官是没有办法感知到它的。
When you have...With our material senses, we can only perceive material energy. With our material consciousness, we can only perceive material energy.
所以呢，如果我们要是处在我们的物质感官中，我们的物质知觉中，我们能够感受到的只是物质的能量。
And the experience we have with material energy is can be very harsh.
而这对物质能量的体验有可能是很残酷的。
Particularly when we act against the laws of nature.
特别是当我们打破了自然的律法的时候。
So this material nature is also Krishna's energy, but we cannot see Krishna behind this material energy.
所以呢，这个物质能量其实也是主 Krishna 的能量，但是我们没有办法看到，在物质能量之后，背后所支撑它的主 Krishna。
So even though we cannot see Krishna, is present with through his material energy, we can perceive that with our material consciousness.
Sorry, we cannot.
We can, through our material consciousness, we can perceive material energy.
Okay. 那么Krishna 他是在物质能量之后面的支撑，那我们可以通过我们的物质的感官去感知到物质的能量。
But we cannot perceive himself.
但是我们没有办法感知到 Krishna 本人。
Like when Hiranyakashipu was arguing with his son Prahlad Maharaj.
比如说，Hiranyakashipu 他在和他的儿子 Prahlad Maharaj 有这样一番争论。
Because Prahlad is asking, "Where is your God? Your God does not exist. Where is your God? Where is your God?"
因为 Hiranyakashipu 在问 Prahlada Maharaj， 你的神在哪儿？神他并没有存在，他并没有在，他到底在哪儿？
Like many, many atheists in the world, many philosophers, they say God does not exist. I cannot see him, so it does not exist.
那比如说在这个世界上的有很多的哲学家，很多的无神论者，他们就会这样说，就是神是不存在的，因为我根本就看不到他。
If he's there, why I cannot see him? Why I cannot perceive him?
那如果他要是在的话，我为什么见不到他呀？我为什么感觉不到他呢？
Cannot. With material consciousness, we are affected by the. We only can use the material senses. With our material senses, we cannot perceive anything transcendental.
我们的确是没有办法看到他的，因为呢，我们。只有这个物质的感官，如果我们要是用我们的物质的感官的话，只能够感到物质的事物，所以呢，我们是没有办法去真正的看到和感知到超然的事物的。
So he was asking Prahlad Maharaj, where is God? Where is God? You say God is there. Where is God? Where is God?
所以说呢 ，Hiranyakashipu 就在问 Prahlad Maharaj， 你说神就在那儿，可是神在哪儿啊？神在哪儿啊？
And Prahlad Maharaj, very, very, very soberly, very quiet, very calm, says, "He's everywhere. He's everywhere."
那么 Prahlad Maharaj 呢，他是非常庄严、肃圣以及冷静的。然后呢，他就说，他就在那儿，他无处不在。
So he could not accept that. You what you mean everywhere? And then he went to that big pillar at the entrance of the palace. You mean he's also here in this pillar?
Hiranyakashipu 呢就不满就不同意Prahlad Maharaj 的说法，然后就说他在哪儿？他在哪儿？你说他是无处不在的，然后就指着他的宫殿里面的一个柱子，他就说那难道主也在这个柱子里面吗？
And Prahlad Maharaj very said, yes, he's there.
Yeah. 然后 Prahlad Maharaj 就说是啊，他就在那儿。
Because Prahlad Maharaj was seeing, he was seeing Lord Nrisimhadeva inside the pillar before he came out.
因为在主女辛克德从这根柱子里跳出来之前 ，Prahlad Maharaj 他已经在这根柱子里面见到了主女辛克德。
So when he said he is there, he was seeing the Lord there.
所以说呢，当他说他在那儿的时候，他已经是见到了主，就是在那儿的。
But Hiranyakashipu could not see.
但是 Hiranyakashipu 却见不到。
Because the Lord was there, but in unmanifest way.
因为主在那儿，但是呢，是处在一种不显现的状态下。
Non-manifest to the material senses.
因为呢，它不会对物质感官显现。
But because Prahlad was a pure devotee, he could perceive the Lord because his senses were purified, were transcendental, so he could perceive the Lord. But Hiranyakashipu, he could not perceive the Lord.
但是呢 ，Prahlad Maharaj 呢，由于他是一位纯粹的奉献者。而且他的感官呢都已经被净化了，而且呢是处在一种超然之境中，所以说呢他才能够见到主。而 Hiranyakashipu 他的感官是物质的，所以说呢他是没有办法见到主的。
So he could see Prahlad Maharaj, he could see the Lord, but Hiranyakashipu could not see him.
所以说呢 Prahlad Maharaj 能够见到主，可是 Hiranyakashipu 却见不到。
Only when Nrisimhadeva came out of the pillar and he manifested himself to the material senses, then Hiranyakashipu could see him.
但是呢，当主Nrisimhadeva从柱子中跳出来，并且呢让自己显现在物质感官的面前的时候，才使Hiranyakashipu能够见到他了。
But it came as a great trouble to Hiranyakashipu.
但是呢，这却让Hiranyakashipu大遭气苦。
So yes, the Lord is present everywhere.
所以说呢，主他是无处不在的。
Through his energies.
是通过他的能量。
And we can perceive his energies.
而且我们是可以感知到他的能量的。
That's why in the Bhagavad Gita in the seventh chapter, in order to help us to gradually perceive the presence of the Lord. The Lord gives hints, like I am the light of the sun. I am the taste in the water. I am the heat in fire. To give hints.
那也就是这个原因呢，使得主在伯加梵歌的第七章，为了要让我们能够感知到他，他给了我们很多的线索。比如说呢，我是日月之光，然后我是水之滋味，然后我也是火中的热，就给了我们很多的线索。
I am the fragrance of the earth.
我是泥土之芬芳。
And he goes on giving many examples where he shows that the essence in everything material that we experience, the essence of everything that is very touching to us, that we benefit and we perceive so clear, the essence of all these things is Krishna himself.
所以呢，他就这样不断地在点数着，使得让我们知道，在这个物质世界中，我们所遇到的一切的打动我们内心的这些实质的，就这些事物的这些实质，其实都是 Krishna 本人。
So Srila Prabhupada said, when we drink water, we should think, oh, the taste, this taste, nice taste of the water is Krishna.
所以说 Srila Prabhupada 他就告诉我们，当我们在喝水的时候，我们就应该能够想到我们所品尝到的这个水的甘美的这种滋味，它就是 Krishna。
When you smell a flower offered to the Lord, we remember that fragrance.Is the Lord, is Krishna.
那当我们在闻嗅供奉给主 Krishna 之后的这个鲜花的芬芳的时候呢，我们也要记得这个芬芳就是主 Krishna.
We experience the heat of the fire, you say, this is Krishna.
那么当我们在感受着火的热量的时候，我们也能够记得这就是 Krishna.
We perceive the sunshine.Very pleasant in the morning, and you remember, oh, this is Krishna.
那么当清晨我们非常欢喜的感知着阳光的舒适的时候，我们也能够记得这阳光就是 Krishna.
It's a manifestation of Krishna. It's the energy of Krishna.
那么所以它是 Krishna 的一种展现，是 Krishna 的能量。
But by this exercise and by practicing Krishna consciousness, our senses become purified, and one day we will be able to see Krishna in his original form. We will be able to perceive his wonderful qualities and his activities.
但是呢，我们现在进行的是 Krishna 知觉的这种修习。如果我们要是很好的在这个习练的话，那么我们的这个感官呢就会得到净化。然后从而有一天呢，我们就真正的能够见到 Krishna， 我们就能够真正的去感知到主 Krishna 的品质以及他的活动和他的形象。
So Krishna is everywhere.
所以 Krishna 是无处不在的。
It's everything is a manifestation of Krishna.
因为所有的一切万事万物都是 Krishna 的显现。
So that's why Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport, the potency and the potent. The potency means the energy, and the potent means the source of energy are simultaneously one and different from one another.
那所以就为什么Srila Prabhupada在今天的这个世界的要旨里面，他就提到了，就是这个能量以及能量的拥有者，他们是。既一又一的。
So as he said in the last part of the purport, one should not deprecate the Supreme Lord for the creation of this miserable world, just as one should not blame the king for creating a prison house in the government. The prison house is a necessary institution of the governmental establishment for those who are disobedient to the laws of the government. Similarly, this material world full of misery is a temporary creation of the Lord for those who have forgotten him and are trying to lord it over the false manifestation.
Just now you read the whole second paragraph of the
purport, two paragraphs. After, After the verse, after quoting that verse of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada said, the potency and the potency and potent are simultaneously one and different from another. And then he says, one should not deprecate the Supreme Lord for the creation of this miserable world, as we should not blame the king. You read that?
那么就像这个舍尔帕帕在今天的这个师节里面的要旨里面是讲到的，他说展示了一切的事物的唯一依靠是他的能量，但他作为至尊人格守神却总是远离这一切，能量与能量的拥有者既是一体同时又没有区别。那么正如人不应该因为国王在国内建立了一座监狱而指责国王，也不应该因为至尊主创造了这个痛苦的世界而谴责他。
Continue。
对不服从国家法律的人，政府有必要建立用来教化他们的监狱。同样的道理，这个充满了痛苦的物质世界是至尊主为那些忘了他并试图主宰短暂展示的生物而建造的临时的场所。尽管如此，他一直可
Then he finished in a very positive, in a very nice way. He, however, is always anxious to get the fallen souls back to Godhead, and for this he has given so many chances to the conditioned souls via the authoritative scriptures, his representatives, his personal incarnations also.
然后呢，舍尔帕帕又非常的令人充满的希望的这样写道，他说尽管如此，他一直渴望让那些堕落的灵魂返回家园，回归守神。为此他通过给予权威的经典，派他的代表前来，以及亲自化身降临等方法，给予受制约的灵魂那么多机会。
So we have chosen to be separated from the Lord. We are rebellious, but still the Lord does not forget us. It puts us in a reformatory situation, this material world, with very strict laws, so that we can learn by the hard way.We can learn by experience suffering, we can learn that this is wrong, and then we can turn ourselves to the Lord and try to become his devotees.
那么所以呢，实际上是我们因为我们是叛逆者，所以说呢我们选择了和主分离而在离开了他的身边，但是主 Krishna 他并没有忘记我们，他现在依然还是希望我们能够回到他的身边。那么他呢这个创造了这个很艰苦严酷的这个物质世界，那他创造这个的原因呢，是为了要让我们深陷其中，然后呢从一个很艰难的一种体验的方式中去学到我们是做错了，我们应该还是回到他的身边去。
Like the governor has no interest in keeping the criminals inside the jail. It's very costly.And these people could be outside doing very useful activities. It's just to reform them. So because of being confined in jail and experience the hardships in jail, they will understand that this is a wrong. They did wrong, then they should not do it wrong again. And they become normal, free citizens, law-abiding citizens.
那么就像是这个政府，其实他根本就没有任何的兴趣要把这些犯人给关在大牢里面。因为要花很多的钱，而且要花很多的精力。那么这些人本来在外边可以为这个社会做很多贡献，但是呢，之所以把他们给放在这个监狱里面呢，是为了要通过这样的方式使他得到改造。然后呢，通过他在监狱里面所体会到的这些艰难的这种处境，让他理解到他其实他是做错了。然后呢，经过改造以后呢，能够重新的再返回社会。
The Lord wants all theconditioned souls to develop love for him.
那么主呢，他是希望所有的这些受条件限制的灵魂都能够培养出对他的爱。
Because by being situated in a loving relationship with the Lord, then we experience eternal existence full of bliss because that's our natural situation.
因为如果要是处在对主 Krishna 的这种爱的状态之下，其实我们就能够体会到一种永恒的极乐的感觉，而这种创建、这种处境、这种状态呢，是我们本来就应该处在的状态。
And Even in this material world, by becoming Krishna conscious, we'll become less and less affected by these material problems.
那么即便是在这个物质世界，当我们越来越培养出 Krishna 知觉的时候，我们就会越来越少的被这些物质的麻烦所影响。
Like serious devotees, they take advantage of now they cannot go out, they cannot go to work, some cannot go to school, and they cannot do their jobs normally, so they stay at home, they take advantage to read more, to chant more, to hear lectures, to be in touch with other devotees, to improve their spiritual activities.
那比如说一些非常严肃认真的这个奉献者，那由于现在的这种疫情的状态呢，不能够像往常一样正常的出门或者正常的去上班正常的上学，所以呢他就会很好的利用这个机会去更多的念诵，更多的阅读，更多的和奉献者有联谊，那么同于这样的方式呢，使得自己能够取得在灵性上的进步。
Find ways to introduce Krishna, certain aspects of Krishna consciousness to people so they can experience a little peace in mind.
然后呢，想尽各种各样的办法把这个 Krishna 知觉的某些方面传递给其他的人，从而呢使别人也能够得到一些内心的平静。
Give them hope.
把希望给予大家。
Okay, we stop here. And if any question,
okay, 那我们的讲课这一部分呢，先停在这儿，看大家有没有任何的问题。Yes, here is a question from Subhadra Mataji. 顶白阿叔和翻译，今天是帮忙我正在听课中的姐姐提的问。清晨散步的时候，我一边用手机播放 Kirtan 音乐，一边自己在念书上念诵，请问这样算不算冒犯？ Subhadra Mataji has a question for her sister who is also hearing the lecture this morning. And she's asking two questions. The first one is that in the morning when I'm doing the walking japa, if it's okay,for me to play the kirtan from my cell phone and at the same time chant my japa. Is this offensive for chanting?
It's not offensive. Continue.
The next question is related with this one. Maybe I just read then to you too. 那么第二个问题呢是每天清晨起床沐浴后就坐进神像房念诵。但是还没有做神像崇拜，请问这样算不算冒犯呢？ And every morning after shower, I just go to my deity room and started to chant. However, at this time, I haven't done my puja yet. So is this considered as an offense?
No, none of those are really offenses.
Okay, 就是您说的这两个情况都不是冒犯。
But if you are chanting japa and you are at the same time paying attention to the kirtan, then you will be somehow inattentive in your chanting of your own japa because the mind can only concentrate on one thing at a time.
但是如果你要是一边念诵，然后一边呢又放着 kirtan 的音乐的话，那么也就意味着当您在念诵 Japa 的时候，您的这个注意力可能就会转到这个 Kirtan 的这个音乐里面，那就意味着您是没有在专注的念诵，因为心意它在一个时刻它只能够专注于一件事情。
Of course, if you can just put the Kirtan on the background and concentrate on your chanting the Ma mantra, concentrate just on the Ma mantra and leave the sound of the kirtan or bhajan in the background, then it's okay. But if you start listening to the kirtan because it's very sweet, very singing, and you are chanting, you are not paying attention to your chanting. At that moment, you are supposed to be attentive to your chanting of japa.
但是呢，就是当您在念诵的时候，如果你要是只是把这个 kirtan 或者是 bhajan 的这个音乐当成一个背景的音乐放在一边儿，但是你并没有把精力放在上面，而是在专注在你的 japa 上的话，那么这是没有问题的。可是如果由于这个 kirtan 它非常的甜美而吸引了你的注意力的话，那这会儿就有问题了，因为你在念诵的时候，你的注意力就是应该放在 japa 上的。
So, yes, deity, offering deity worship. So, yes, you can chant the Maha Mantra. You can chant the Maha Mantra. It's nice that if you fix a time, you fix a time for doing your deity worship. So it kind of, disciplines your mind to be steady in doing always the same activities at the same time. So if you choose, to do your puja, your deity worship at a particular time, and you have free time before you, certainly you can chant the Maha Mantra in Japanese, no problem.
就是关于这个神像崇拜的这个问题啊，就是这个 puja 的这个问题，如果就是您有一个自己规定的一个固定的这个时间去进行这个 puja 的话，那这是一个很好的一个习惯，因为呢，它可以帮助我们更好的去管住我们的这个心意，让我们得到更好的这种净化，然后从而呢能够使我们更好的去念诵。但是如果要是您在这个固定的进行铺脚的这个时间之前有一些空闲的时间可以念诵的话，这是没有问题的。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Hare Krishna Mataji.感恩阿叔，感恩翻译，谢谢您。请问一下，我们以念诵为先，还是以健康为先？不健康是不是就不能念诵呢？伟达文化有独特的修炼身体的方法吗？可以教教我们吗？阿叔 ，Thank you very much. My question is that, what is our priority? Should be japa or should be our health concern? If we are not in a very healthy situation.Should we still chant? According to the Vedic culture, are there any unique physical exercise way? Could you teach us how to do it?
No, I don't have any particular exercise, but there are so many physical exercises that you can do, commonphysical exercises. There are devotees who practice yoga can teach some yoga postures that are very good for the body. Yes, it is. Okay, translate that.
Sorry, 就我自己呢，并没有什么独门的这种修炼方法可以传授给你。但是呢，就是有很多的锻炼身体的这种方式。那么有很多奉献者也在练瑜伽，所以呢，他们可以教您来这个锻炼身体。
But yes, you have to, you should try to be in good health.
但是呢，您确实要努力让自己处在健康之中。
But sometimes it's just inevitable you get sick.
但是有的时候呢，生病是无可避免的。
But you should always chant.
但是呢，无论怎样，你应该总是念诵。
You should chant even at the time of dying. If you can chant, you should chant.
即便是在死亡来临的那一刻，如果你要是能够念诵，你依然要念诵。
Yes, sometimes we said you should. Health comes first before practice of sadhana.
那有的时候呢，我们会说健康要比sadhana 的修行要更加的放于先一步。
So this is said because we say like this because if you are not in good health, then it's very difficult to practice a decent, very good sadhana. So it's required particular for very neophyte devotees to always try to keep very healthy so that they can do a very good sadhana.
那么我们之所以这么说的原因呢，是由于如果要是人处在一个不健康的状态下的话，他是很难去进行他的萨那的修习的。所以说呢，我们会有这样的要求，特别是对于非常初级的奉献者来说呢，他一定要很好的照顾好自己的身体状况。
But as far as possible, you should be always chanting.
但是呢，这个你要竭尽所力的总是处于念诵的状态。
Even if you are sick, you should chant.
即使生病了，也应该念诵。
Yes, granted, it's more difficult to be concentrated on our chanting and when you have fever or you feel very uncomfortable in our bodies. But it's our own shelter is chanting the holy names.
那么当然，当我们处在发烧的状态或者是躯体很难受的这种状态的时候，是很难有这种很专注的念诵的。但是呢，我们要记得我们唯一的庇护就是圣名。所以我们总是要去念诵圣名。
So both are very important to chant and to keep healthy.
所以说呢，保持身体的健康以及念诵这两件事情都是非常重要的。
But chanting is most important.
但是念诵是最重要的。
Because eventually our bodies are going to fall apart and you should try to chant nevertheless.
但是因为终极来说呢，我们的这个躯体它就是会垮掉，无论我们怎么去保护它，它都是会不可避免的垮掉的。
Chanting is the most important.
所以说念诵是最重要的。
Okay, next question.
The next question is from Das Prabhu.圣典《博迦瓦坛》第四篇中讲到 Daksha 冒犯了主希瓦而被杀，被杀对于 Daksha 来说是很好的，抵消了他冒犯伟大奉献者带来的严重的业报。一个罪犯被判处死刑也是好事，避免了他犯下更多的罪恶，通过被判处死刑，他的很多罪恶也被抵消掉。很多人因为新冠病毒而死亡，这对他们的灵魂来说是不是也是好事呢？In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, mentioned that Daksha was killed because of the offense to Lord Shiva. However, the death of Daksha is very good for him because it counteracted his offense to a very great devotee to the Lord. So counteracted the karmic reaction from that.And a sinner to be sentenced with death is also a very good thing because that avoid him to commit more things. So through the death penalty, his many sinful reactions also to be counteracted. So many people has been killed by the coronavirus. So is this also good for their souls?
Yes, they are becoming free from some bad karma.
是的，因为这样的话呢，就使他们摆脱了一些不好的业报。
Suffering, death is a result of our bad karma. So when we undergo these sufferings, then we are becoming free from this reaction. So we have an opportunity to become purified. But oftentimes people don't learn any lessons from that.
那么其实受苦也好还是死亡也罢，这些其实都是我们在清理我们的这个业报的这种进程。那么通过经历这些呢，使我们有了一个得到进化的一个机会。但是呢，很多人很遗憾就是没有意识到这一点。
So there is a death penalty for the criminals.And there's also death penalty for other criminals imposed. There's death penalty imposed by the government to the criminals, and there's death penalty imposed to the sinful people by material nature.
所以说呢，这个政府会对罪犯有这种死刑的判罚，但是呢，还有一些人的他们是也是会被判死刑的。那么这个死刑。是由物质自然所判出的。
Ultimately, is all material energy.
但是终结来说呢，其实都是物质能量。
Because material energy, as we said in the beginning, has very stringent, very strict laws. We disobey those laws. We don't.
因为在之前我们已经讲到了这个物质能量呢，它本来就是非常的严酷的，也是非常严苛的这个律法。那么如果我们要是打破了这个非常严格的律法的话，那我们就得被受到判处。
Next question.
Okay, the next question. The next question is from Mataji or Prabhu from the YY. 顶拜导师，请问刚才说普通人看不见灵性力量，在库鲁之野所有的人都能够见到 Krishna， 这时的 Krishna 有物质躯体吗？ Please accept my venerable obeisances. Just now you said that for the common people, they were not able to perceive the spiritual energy. However, in the Kurukshetra battlefield, all of the people there get the chance to see Lord Krishna. So at that time, Lord Krishna is manifested with the material form or what?
No, he was manifest with his spiritual form.
当时在库鲁之野的战场上 ，Krishna 所显现的是他的灵性的形象。
Krishna has no material form.
Krishna 他没有物质的形象。
But for those who are not his devotees, for those who are envious of him, they were seeing him with a material form.
但是那些没有灵性嗜欲的人，那些嫉妒 Krishna 的人，看到 Krishna。的时候见到的是 Krishna 的物质的展现。
So at sometimes Krishna comes in many forms into the material world and he makes himself available to the material senses. It means that even with the material senses we can see his form, but we don't see actually his form as transcendental. We think it's material because of our material consciousness.
那么 Krishna 呢，他会以他的各种各样的形象显现在这个物质世界，而且有的时候呢，他就是为了要让这些物质，就只有物质嗜欲的人看见他，那么他会让这些人看到他的物质的这种形象的展现。但是呢，这些只是具有物质嗜欲的人是没有办法感知到主 Krishna 的超然的形象的。
Like many devotees have deities. Deities are made with material elements.
比如说有很多奉献者都有神像，那么这个神像呢是由物质的元素构造的。
But the devotees, they know it's Krishna himself.
但是奉献者却知道 Krishna, 这个神像就是 Krishna 本人。
Even though they don't have the purified senses to see the transcendental form of the Lord, they know.This is the form of the Lord. Krishna is present here.
那么即便是他并没有这个被净化了的灵性的感官去真正的见到超然的主 Krishna, 但是他就是知道这个 Krishna 他是显现在神像里面的。
But for a materialistic person, it's just a statue.
但是呢，对于物质主义者，那么这些神像不过就是一些雕像而已。
For a materialistic person, the holy name is just a sound, a material sound that you vibrate with a material tongue and you hear with your material ears.
那么作为一个物质主义者，当他在听到这个灵性的歌曲的时候呢，他觉得这只不过就是一个物质的普通的歌曲而已。然后用他的这个物质的舌头弹出来的这个声音，然后用通过他的物质的耳朵去聆听。Sorry, 老师。
The devotee also vibrates with his the holy name with his material tongue and ears with his material ear, but he knows that this sound is transcendental, is not different from Krishna.
但是当奉献者用他物质的舌头去唱。这个灵性的歌曲，用他的物质的耳朵去聆听这些物质的歌曲，灵性的歌曲的时候呢，他其实知道，就是这个Krishna 的这个歌曲和 Krishna 本身是没有任何的区别的。
So the devotee goes on chanting Hare Krishna every day, and he feels more and more pleasure, more and more purification.
那么所以说呢，才会使得奉献者他每天会越来越多的去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，然后这样呢会让他变得越来越快乐，而且呢也会感到越来越被净化。
If it was a material sound, how could we chant all every day?
如果它是一个物质的歌曲的话，我们怎么可能每天都在不断的去唱呢？
Even material songs that we may like very much, we after some time you feel tired of singing, tired of hearing because we have heard so many times.
那就即便是一首我们非常非常喜欢的一首物质的歌曲，我们在唱了很多很多很多遍以后呢，我们肯定会感到烦了，因为唱的太多了。
So it's a different perception because of a purification of the heart. So we have a different perception of material nature.
所以说呢，就是由于这个内心的这个净化的程度，使得我们对于物质的自然有不同的察觉。
So we have respect for any aspect of material nature. We have respect because we know it's Krishna's external energy.
所以说呢，我们会尊重物质自然中的方方面面的展现，因为我们知道那就是 Krishna 的展现，是 Krishna 的能量的展现。
We don't try to exploit material energy or lord over material energy.
所以说呢，我们不会滥用或者是这个主宰物质的能量。
We respect all living entities because we know inside each living entity there is an individual soul with the marginal energy of the Lord.
而且呢，我们会尊重每一个生物体，因为我们知道在每一个生物的内心之中都这个住着主 Krishna， 都住着主。那么他们，而且每一个生物体都是主的边缘能量。
Next question.
The next question is from Free and Easy Mataji. 感恩阿叔，在人生的十字路口，很多人会给我们建议，可有些建议经常是矛盾的，我们该听谁的呢？我想听 Krishna 的，可是又无法跟 Krishna 联系上，那我该怎么办呢？光从事服务就可以了吗？顶拜您。Ashu, thank you very much. When we are in the intersection of of our life, we will heard many advices and suggestions from people around. And however, many of the advices, they are contradicted to each other. So who will be the right person we listen to? And I want to hear the instructions or the guidance from Lord Krishna. However, I have no way to contact with him. So what should I do? Shall I just render the service to do the devotional service? We'll solve everything. Thank you very much. Please accept my humble obeisances.
Krishna is there presence through his words in the scriptures.
那么 Krishna 呢，他是通过经典中的话语来展现他自己的。
Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. His words are there.
那么 Krishna 讲述了圣典不加梵歌，他的话就在那里。
Krishna's representatives are there, repeating the words of Krishna.
Oh, okay. 那么Krishna 的代表也都在那儿，他们在重复着主 Krishna 的话。
So Krishna is there.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就是在那里。
And Krishna can guide us anytime.
所以 Krishna 在任何时候都可以指导我们。
We can also pray to Krishna to help us, to guide us in a particular moment, like you said, an intersection of our lives in difficult. You can pray to the Lord.
而且呢 ，Krishna 他其实是可以在我们的所处在这个人生的十字路口的时候，或者是当我们遇到困难的时候指导我们的。那么我们可以通过对他的这种祈祷来得到他的指导。
We can offer our personal prayers.
那我们可以向他献上我们自己的写的祈祷。
Or you can use the prayers of great Vaishnavas.
或者说呢，我们也可以用这个就是借鉴伟大的 Vaishnava 的祈祷词。
Or you can just recite the most important prayer.
或者说呢，你也就可以这个扫拉书。
Or you can just recite the most important prayer. Haribo.
那或者说 ，Yes, yes, yes, I'm here. Yes, yes, I'm here. 或者说呢，你就可以去。
You can just recite the most important. You can just recite the most important prayer.
Yeah. 或者说呢，我们就是去诵念或者是背诵这些最重要的祷文。
No, 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 no. You didn't hear me. You can recite the most important prayer, chanting the holy name, chanting the mantra Hare Krishna.
Oh, I didn't hear the last part. Sorry. 所以说呢，或者说呢，我们就是去反复的这个诵念最重要的祷文，就是不断的去念诵 Hare Krishna 的曼陀罗。
So in moments of great difficulty, it's an opportunity to chant more intensely, more fervently, with really a request to the Lord to always engage in His service.
所以说呢，当我们处在艰难的处境的时候，其实是我们得到了非常的炽烈的去念诵圣名的这个机会，然后呢，非常的赤诚的去向主祈祷，让我们能够总是。处于对他的奉献服务之中的机会。
And we have now opportunity of communicating so easily, so we can take advantage to use these opportunities to contact more senior persons, more experimented devotees, you know, to help us in moments of difficulties, because everybody goes through difficulties and some already have surmounted them and they have gained some experience that can impart to us, can share with us.
而且现在呢，也刚好就是处在我们一个更好的一个沟通的一个机会里面，所以说呢，我们就应该去向更多的这个非常严肃认真的这些奉献者们去求教。那么由于我们的这种处境呢，使得大家可能都会有一些体验，从而呢大家会把他们的这种体验会跟我们分享。
Okay, next question.
Yeah, the next question is from Hare Krishna Mataji. 感恩阿叔，我现在服务奉献者，可身体跟不上服务，反而内心越来越硬冷漠。这样的服务能否继续呢？一想到服务，我内心就充满了恐惧和悲伤。阿叔 ，Thank you very much. And right now, I am doing the service, to serve the devotees. However, because of my physical conditions.I am not able to catch up with the service. Actually, I feel that my heart is getting hard and cold. And so, if I am in this condition, if it's okay for me to continue to render my service. Right now, when I'm thinking about the service, I just feel fearful and also feel grief.
So you have to chant better.
所以说呢，您必须要更好的念诵。
Because this is the most important service is to chant Hare Krishna.
因为念诵 Hare Krishna 是最重要的服务。
If you chant nicely the mantra very attentively, then our attitude of service also will be rectified. We'll have much more.You feel a better disposition in serving others, serving the devotees, serving the Lord.
因为当我们更好的去念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名的时候呢，其实我们也就能够让自己的这个心态发生转变，就这个心态就能够被更改，然后呢我们就会有一个更好的一种状态去服务奉献者以及服务主了。
But you are very fortunate because at least you are noticing this negative feelings in your heart. So it's good. So it's you can take some remedial treatment. You know, you can take some action to do something to improve yourself. And the chanting start by rectifying, to improve our chanting.
但是呢，您能够感知到内心的这些负面的情绪，实际上是非常的幸运的。因为呢，当你感知到这些情绪之后呢，也就意味着您可以去采取一些行动来做出一些调整。 那么这个调整的首当其冲的方式呢，就是来加强您的这个念诵，因为这个念诵呢，它可以使我们更正其他的各方面的状态。
Chant better and also read more from Srila Prabhupada's books. So often devotees in moments of difficulties, they read Srila Prabhupada's books and they just found the words that really they need to hear in order to pacify their hearts.
然后除了念诵之外呢，还应该更多的去阅读 Srila Prabhupada 的书籍，因为有很多奉献者都有这样的经历，就是当他们在读 Srila Prabhupada 的书的时候呢，突然之间就会读到一句话，就是Srila Prabhupada他所写的一句话，然后这句话呢就能够平复他的内心，就能够安慰他。
So there is always a way to change,
所以说呢，所以呢，总是有方法改变的，总是有方法来提升的。
And the devotee should be always improving.
而且呢，作为奉献者来说呢，总是应该让自己有改进。
Our goal is to develop pure love for Krishna. Don't forget that.
而且呢，我们的目标呢，是为了培养出对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱，所以一定不能把这个目标给忘了。
Always improving, always improving.
所以呢，我们要不断地处在让自己改进的状态之下。
Next question.
The next question is from Hare Krishna Mataji. 感恩阿叔，感恩翻译。请问各个民族和文化都有他们深信的神话与信仰，他们都认为自己的文化传说是最权威的，就像奥运圣火不久前在奥林匹亚采集，但韦达文化似乎更有哲学性和影响力，为什么韦达文化与信仰都是就是最权威的呢？Thank you, 阿叔。My question is that for all the traditions, for all the nationalities, they have their belief in legends, and also they have their religions or faith. All of them believe that their own culture, their own tradition is the most authoritative ones. For example, like the Olympics Holy Fire has been collected from Olympia.It seems that the Vedic culture is more philosophical and also is more with a strong impact. So why the Vedic culture and the faith of the Vedic is the most authoritative one?
Because it's our original culture is coming from the spiritual world.
因为呢，就是我们的这个文化呀，它最原初是来自于灵性世界的。
At the time of the creation, the Lord gave this knowledge of the Vedas to Lord Brahma, the first created being, to be distributed to all the conditioned souls that they could follow.A real culture.
因为呢，在这个创造之初的时候呢，是主把这个伟大文化传递给了我们的众生之父，就是这个创造者主 Brahma。然后呢，由主 Brahma 再把它传递给所有的人，从而呢，使人们有机会能够去追随一个真正正宗的文化。
So.Through the ages, this culture was gradually lost, and then nowadays we find traces of Vedic culture in Chinese culture, in Western culture. There are some traces, but not the whole culture, not all pure culture is not there anymore.Maybe the place where still more prevalent is in India, maybe in some parts of India.
那么这个但是随着这个时间的推移，随着年代的这个变化呢，使得这门原初的文化呢就变得慢慢的消失了。那么我们在比如说在中国的文化中，或者在其他世界各地的文化中呢，我们能够发现一些关于这古老的伟大文化的一些踪影，但是呢，并不能够完全的代表这个 最原初的这个文化。那么在也许可能在印度的某些地方，现在这个文化还是比较的实行的。
So is the original culture.
所以说呢，伟大文化是最原初的文化。
Yes, there are traces of Vedic culture, even in Chinese culture, good things, they're still there, but not the whole complete picture, is not everything there. So many things were adopted, adjusted, and they are really not really part of a good culture.
You mean not really a part of a good culture? You mean the...
Yeah, there are many things introduced in every culture nowadays in the world that has nothing to do with Vedic culture. It's not suitable for the improvement of the living entities within this world.
Okay. 那么的确呢，就是在比如说在中国文化或者在世界很多这个文化里面，都有一些关于这个伟达文化的踪迹，但是呢，并不是伟达文化的踪迹的全面的展现。而且呢，所有的这些文化，他们都会是就是里面所搜集的各种各样的这些文化的这个细节呢，并不能够帮助人类的文明的进程。
Vedic culture means ultimately understand that the Lord is the source of everything, the source of our energies, and we are parts and parcels of Him, and we should only engage in activities that are pleasing to the Lord. That's the ultimate understanding of Vedic culture.
那么对于伟达文化的终极的理解就是，主他是。万源之源，它是一切的源泉，而且呢，我们每一个人都是主的不可分割的一部分，而且我们是主的永恒的仆人。就是它实际上是需要我们去最终的需要理解到这一点的。
And most of the cultures in the world, they don't have an idea of who is God and how to serve Him. They just speculate about some gods, some divinity, and some kind of activity that has nothing to do with original worship of God.
但是呢，大部分的这些文化呢，其实并不知道关于主的信息，然后呢，也不知道我们跟主之间的这种关系到底是什么。那么很多这种文化呢，它可能只是会出现一些神性的人物。但是呢，这个神性的人物和就或者就是这些神呢、啊，和这个最原初的这个神之间是扯不上关系的。
So when we understand Vedic culture, gradually understand Vedic culture, then we know what is in our local culture that is really from Vedic culture, and we cherish that, we take advantage of that, is already there.
但是所以呢，当我们越来越了解伟达文化的时候呢，我们就能够清晰的知道在我们的本土的这个文化中有哪些是来自于伟达文化的。那然后对于这些原初来自于伟达文化的这些点呢，我们就可以很好的去珍视它。
The next question.
The next question is from Katyani Mataji. Hare Krishna, 请问 Guru 在每天 Japa 时我总是想着祈求圣帕帕德给我服务圣明的仁慈，这样的心态对吗？ Hare Krishna, my question is that every day while I'm doing my japa, I always pray to Srila Prabhupada to give me more service, to give me more mercy to serve the holy name. Is this the right attitude?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah,
很好，很好的心态。
Yeah,
很好的心态。
Next question.
The next question is from one of the devotees. 孩子在加拿大上高中，爸爸在那儿陪读。那里疫情告急，我在中国，能为他们恰当的做些什么呢？我为他们的安全感到恐惧。My child right now is taking the middle school education in Canada, and my husband is there to accompany with the child. However, the virus situation in Canada is very severe right now. I am in China, so what kind of things I can do for them? Because I'm really worried about their safety situation. I'm in fear.
Pray to the Lord to protect them.
向主祈祷，能够保护他们。
Okay, it's all.
Yes, that's everything. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for your questions.
Okay, 非常感谢大家的问题。
Hare Krishna, 稍等，我们可能因为网络问题。因为网络问题，可能我们有一个问题落下了，我们稍等一下。
OK, Ashu, sorry, there was one more question.
Okay.
Sadimaji is trying to forward it here.
Okay.
Ananda Mataji.您再把你的问题重新发一次，因为之前没有看到，发不上来是吧？那你看下周我们再问好吗
？Rada Nanda Maji 的手机出了问题。
那好吧，那我们今天就先这样吧，因为他现在发不上来，我们看不到他的问题。那今天我们先结束吧，
yeah,
然后下周再说。
对，阿叔 ，because this Mataji who is supposed to send the question has some problem with her cell phone, so she's not able to forward anything. So we have to stop here.
Okay, next time.
Yeah, next time.
Okay, thank you everybody for listening.
非常感谢大家的聆听。
A special thank you to Dana Kelly and Sati Mataji to facilitate our association.
然后特别的感谢 Sati Maji 和 Dana Kelly 能够为我们安排这个平台，然后使我们大家能够这样的联谊。
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Bo
Ashu Ki Jai百昆达之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的这节早课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢 Krishna Baladev Prabhu 我们亲爱的阿叔为我们的精彩讲述以及为所有的问题的耐心的解答，非常感恩 Sati Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个安全美妙心定的周日。 Hare Krishna